Sirach, chapter 35. He that keeps the law multiplies offerings, he that takes heed to the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. He that requites a good turn offers fine flour, and he that gives alms sacrifices a thank offering. To depart from wickedness is a thing pleasing to the Lord, and to depart from unrighteousness is an atoning sacrifice. See that you appear not in the presence of the Lord empty. For all these things are to be done because of the commandment. The offering of the righteous makes the altar fat, and the sweet savor thereof is before the Most High. The sacrifice of a righteous man is acceptable, and the memorial thereof shall not be forgotten. Glorify the Lord with a good eye, and stint not the first fruits of your hands. In every gift show a cheerful countenance, and dedicate your tithe with gladness. Give to the Most High according as he has given, and as your hand has found, give with a good eye. For the Lord recompenses, and he will recompense you sevenfold. Think not to corrupt with gifts, for he will not receive them, and set not your mind on an unrighteous sacrifice, for the Lord is judge, and with him is no respect of persons. He will not accept any person against a poor man, and he will listen to the prayer of him that is wronged. He will in no wise despise the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she pours out her tale. Do not the tears of the widow run down her cheek? And is not her cry against him that has caused them to fall? He that serves God according to his good pleasure shall be accepted, and his supplication shall reach to the clouds. The prayer of the humble pierces the clouds, and till it come near, he will not be comforted, and he will not depart, till the Most High shall visit, and he shall judge righteously, and execute judgment. And the Lord will not be slack, neither will he be patient towards them, till he have crushed the loins of the unmerciful, and he shall repay vengeance to the heathen, till he have taken away the multitude of the arrogant, and broken in pieces the scepters of the unrighteous, till he have rendered to every man according to his doings, and to the works of men according to their plans, till he have judged the cause of his people, and he shall make them to rejoice in his mercy. Mercy is seasonable in the time of his afflicting them, as clouds of rain in the time of drought.